Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you for bringing us together again. I welcome you to the Prayer Mountain session today. Every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And last week was powerful. No evil shall conquer you. And this morning, God is going to minister to us as we pray. God is going to answer. God is going to come through. He's a faithful God. He is a prayer answering God. I want you to share the stream with a friend and ask the person to stay on just for some few minutes. And God is going to be a blessing to us. This morning, we are dealing with the subject, overcoming the harvest wasters of our lives. Amen. Overcoming the harvest wasters of our lives.
Amen.
Yes, let's pray. Father, we thank you for what you are about to do. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your awesome hand that is at work in us. We know that after this morning, we are going to harvest and see our harvest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So this morning, we are dealing with overcoming the harvest wasters of our lives. The harvest wasters of our lives. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. The Bible said, "Now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out and in." Verse 2. "But the Lord said to Joshua, 'I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors.'" Verse 3. The Bible said, "And you and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. I came to declare to someone, when God gives you a blessing, you must know that the blessing is your harvest. And this was God's blessing, inheritance he has given to the Israelites. But some way, somehow, they had to do something. I quoted this verse for you to understand that when you are walking with God, God has a blessing ahead for you.
Amen.
In this year, in the month of May, there is a blessing of inheritance that God has prepared for you.
Amen.
Your Jericho will not be taken Amen. Without a contention.
Amen.
Your Jericho will not be taken without a battle.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus this morning, as you are on your bed, as you are driving, as you are washing, whatever you are doing this morning and you've joined us to pray, I declare that as you engage prayer this morning, every inheritance of blessing that God has prepared for you this month, it shall be released into your
Amen.
Hands.
Amen.
Go to Judges chapter 6 for me. Judges chapter 6. Oh, I feel prayer in the building. This morning, the Lord is visiting someone.
Amen.
There is going to be a manifestation.
Amen.
He said, "The Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years." Say 7 years.
7 years.
Oh, say 7 years.
7 years.
There are some difficulties that are due to our mistakes, our sin, our whatever you call it. There are times that you find yourself in a situation that is so difficult, you try to find out what you can do to come out. You try everything, it doesn't work. There is a root cause. The root cause is sin. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. That blood takes away the sins of the world. Yes. I declare that if there is any reason called sin that has kept you where you are, I declare the blood of Jesus takes it away.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said the Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Verse 3. He said, whenever, that is the point. This is one of our prayer topics this morning. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east will attack Israel. Whenever they made an effort to sow, give me the amplified version of that, the verse 3. He said, whenever, he said, for it was whenever. So there was a demonic timing. Whenever the Israelites made an effort to sow, he said, Israel had sown. I declare that demonic attacks on your seed this year, it will not prosper.
Amen.
Every targeted attack on any seed, on any effort, on any plant, on any offering, on any sacrifice you have made on the altar of the Lord in 2024, in the month of May, demonic attacks, targeted attacks to stop your harvest, it will not come to pass. 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 Your seed will germinate. Your seed will grow. Your seed will expand. You have an increase from your seed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, Israel has sown their seed that the Midianite will come up. They will not come up when they have not sown. But immediately Israel planted the seed, then the Midianite shows up. I came to declare to someone, any Midianite that has been timing you and has been destroying your seed, I came to declare their work has come to an end.
Amen.
Their work has come to an end. Your productive effort, your fruitful efforts shall not be wasted by the enemy
Amen.
Again. It shall not be wasted by the enemy
Amen.
Again. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Results are proofs of efforts. Results are proofs of efforts. That means that when you need a result, you must make efforts. And when the efforts become productive, you enter into a harvest. The enemy targets efforts. He said, anytime the Israelite came to plant a seed, that was when the Amalekites, that was when the Midianites comes to attack. In life, you try to do, you try to make effort. You try to put in a great effort every now and then. But every now and then, there are some cycles of distractions that come your way. And this morning, God is sending his power to destroy every attack on your seed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Results are a proof that efforts have gone on ground. Results, the reason people don't find themselves useful, or they find themselves to be useless, or find themselves to not have achieved anything, is that their efforts were wasted. Is that their effort did not yield anything. Is that their effort, their seed. That is why I'm praying for somebody, that your seed will not be wasted.
Amen.
Your seed will not be wasted.
Amen.
In 2024, every good seed of yours will not be wasted.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When they engage and they sow towards commanding a harvest, a Midianite, a demonic entity. We are going to pray our first prayer. In the name of Jesus, lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every effort I make this year,
shall not be wasted.
Every effort I make towards my harvest
shall not be wasted.
Every effort I make towards my prosperity shall not be wasted.
Every effort
I make towards my blessing
shall not be wasted.
Every step
I take
towards my breakthrough
shall not be wasted. wasted. In the name of Jesus, every effort I make towards my promotion shall not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, every effort from today is beginning to yield an harvest. In the name of Jesus, anything I have planted, any offering I have given, any seed I have planted, my seed will speak, my harvest will speak, my offerings will speak. In the name of Jesus, my prayers will speak, my service to the Lord will speak, my kindness to the poor will speak, my kindness to my enemies will speak, my kindness to my friends will speak. Every effort I make towards my finances, in my business, in my career, in my marriage, in my family, I declare, in my academics, every effort I am making, every effort I am making, they will yield, they will yield, they will yield, they will yield, they will yield. I will yield a great harvest. I will yield a great harvest. I will yield a great harvest. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray that every effort you are making, it will yield, it will yield, it will yield. The effort to expand that business, it is becoming productive. In the name of Jesus, the effort to build that marriage, the effort to build that child, the effort to restore that child, it will yield. In the name of Jesus, the effort to expand the business, it is yielding. I speak into your life, every effort you are making this year in your academics, it will yield. Every effort you are making this year in your academics, it will yield, it will yield, it will yield, it will yield. No seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted. You are in a season of no seed wasted. In the name of Jesus, your seed will not be wasted. The seeds you planted 20 years ago, they are producing for you, they are producing for you. No seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted. Katanda bashakadaya aragada babalada ekamalada babababashanda. No seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted, no seed will be wasted. Every effort, every single effort, every prayer effort, adimo shagadaya labrakashadaba yobo shubaradabaya ekabada bababa. Your effort will not be wasted. Every step, every step, every step, every step, every thought of seed, every thought of seed into that vision, it will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, we speak prosperity over your efforts. No Amalekite, no Midianite will strike down your seed. Your seed will not be wasted by the Amalekite. This time it is preserved. This time it is preserved. This time it is preserved. Again, the Mashanda Bahaya. Prophesy, your seed will not be wasted. If you are mother, if you are father, prophesy over your children. Your seed will not be wasted. Your children will not be wasted. Our children will not be wasted by marijuana. Any child, anybody's child who is under the influence of marijuana, under the influence of tobacco and weed, under the influence of cocaine, I declare deliverance. They will not be wasted. They will not be wasted. The attack of the enemy will not yield. We redeem every child. We redeem every boy. We redeem every girl. We redeem every man from the destructive hand of the enemy. We pray for children. Your seed will not be wasted. Every demonic timetable to destroy your seed. The Bible said that anytime the Israelites planted, the Midianites, the Amalekites, they come against them. I declare in the name of Jesus, whatever is coming against you and your children, it will not yield. Adabasha Shakataya. We stop the force of the Amalekites. We stop the force of the Midianites. Lift your voice and stop the force and stop the force and stop the attacking force. Every advancing army of the Midianites to stop your harvest, to destroy your seed, to destroy our children. We prophesy. Akadima Shakataya. We stop the advancement. Ademo Shakatamaya. Arababababa. Not this time. 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 Ademo Shakataya. Abado Shakada. Harvest wasters. Not this time. Not this time. I speak into your life. I speak over that business. That business will not be wasted. Not this time. Not this time. This time we are lifting a standard of prayer. We are lifting as the defense of prayer. We are lifting a firewall of prayer. Harvest destroyers. You don't have the field this year. You don't have the field again. My harvest will not be wasted. My miracle will not be wasted. My testimony will not be wasted. My testimony will not be wasted. My testimony will not be wasted. Your testimony will not be wasted. The seed, the baby Jesus will not be wasted. The Lord made a way where there seems to be no way. I declare, no matter the avalanche of attacks against your effort, every frustration against your effort, every frustration against your effort, every delay attack against your effort, I declare, if the baby Jesus was able to maneuver and be delivered, if baby Moses was preserved, I came to declare your seed will not be wasted. I tell me, Uzziah, your seed will not be wasted. Your seed will not be wasted. Your seed will not be wasted. Adema kubarasata leba kashadabaya. Your seed will not be wasted. I declare, a seed can be a business. A seed can be an idea. A seed can be a marriage. A seed can be a vision. Adosa kataya. Invite a friend to join the prayer. Connect to your brothers. Send it to your brother. Send it to your sister. Send it to a cousin. That is time to pray and destroy every harvest waster. This year, the wedding will come on. This year, you will name that child. This year, you will lay, you lay the foundation of that house. I declare, I declare, I declare the Midianites that arise and attack your effort, they will not arise again. There will be no more. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. You will handle that testimony. You will not be close and not have it. Every abasotokaya, every effort you are making this year, it will yield. Every effort will yield. Every effort will yield. I see you in a great harvest of laughter, a great harvest of joy, a great harvest of elevation, a great harvest of congratulations. Your effort will not be wasted. No human being, no spirit, no system, no policy. I declare, sometimes they bring a policy and people's investment are blown into the air. I prophesy over your life, not in 2024. Your investment will not be blown away. Any policy that will work against you, any policy that will waste your investment, this morning, as a legislator in the realms of the spirit, as a man and a woman who ignite and ordain laws in the realms of the spirit, decree over your life, your investment, your efforts, your prayers, your seed, your tithe, your offerings, they will not be wasted. They will not be wasted. Your trust in the Lord, it will not be wasted. Our faith in God will not be wasted. Agapino Kazadaya, hey, Kabbalah. My harvest will not be wasted. My marriage will not be wasted. I speak over that marriage. It will not be wasted. 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 Your business will not be wasted. Adaya Kapaya. Adaba Nebashaya. Akanda Nabashaya. Epala Gadabaya. Aragata Baba. Ekando Nobusha. Apelia Taba. Ekabalataya. Adamala Barabada. Ekabala Baba. Ekabala Baraba. Embarakatayaba. Embarabapaya. In the verse 4, the Bible said, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Now listen. Listen to the verse 4. He said, so they would camp against them. They will ambush them.
Oh, Jesus.
They will ambush them. Any spiritual monitoring spirit, monitoring the type of seeds you are sowing in order to attack, we declare, we scatter their camp by fire. We scatter their camp by fire. He said they will camp against the Israelites and destroy the crops. Give me a soft version. I like the one that said the increase. He said, camping in the land and destroying crops as far away as Gaza. That means they plan a massive destruction of harvest. A humongous amount of harvest have been. There are people who you see today, anybody who ends his life as a failure became a victim of the Midianites. Today I declare, you will not end your life as a failure.
Amen.
You will not end your life as a failure.
Amen.
Give me a soft version, NLT version. He said, camping in the land and destroying. No, give me the NIV, the new, the, yes. He said, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Every productive effort that is supposed to bring an increase, you will see the increase and enjoy it.
Amen.
I said you will see the increase and enjoy it.
Amen.
Look at Moses. Moses put so much effort. So much effort from the time he had to leave Pharaoh's house and run away from Egypt into the wilderness and suffer for 40 years. Effort to be trained. He came back. Effort. Confronted Pharaoh. Effort. Manifested the power of God in faith. Effort. Led over 3 million people out of Egypt into the bush. Effort. Whilst they were there, a glimpse at the promised land. Effort. He sent a team there. They brought a good report. Effort. And now at the last minute, he was attacked with the spirit of disobedience.
Mercy.
With the spirit of error. Instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock and he missed the promised land.
Jesus.
You are going to pray that any attack, the Midianite can come in any form. It can come in any form. It can come in the form of a human being. There can be a human being somewhere at your workplace sabotaging you, sabotaging your effort, sabotaging whatever you are doing, sabotaging your promotion. There are human beings that the enemy has anointed to frustrate the people of God. Today you are going to pray. If the Midianite in your life is a human being, we bulldoze them away.
Amen.
If the Midianites are spirit, we bind them in the name of Jesus. If the Midianites are going to be human mistakes, your own carelessness, you are going to pray that, Lord, every Midianite targeting my harvest in 2024,
Jesus,
in the month of May, on this day I decree deliverance,
yes,
I decree salvation.
Amen.
Lift your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. My increase will not be destroyed. Let it be your prayer. My increase in Ghana, my increase on the earth, my increase worldwide, my increase in my academics, my increase in my business, my increase in my marriage, it shall not be destroyed. The Midianites, they They know your time of harvest. They look at the time. When the time of harvest is due, they show up at the time of planting, and they show up at the time of harvest. But this time, before they show up, we have shown up. Before they show up, we have shown up. We lift up a banner, the banner of prayer, the banner of the fire. Our harvest will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, your increase will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, everything that is making you to labor in vain, whatever makes you to labor in vain, I came to declare over your life, you are not laboring in vain. From this day, your labors will not be in vain. Your labors will not be in vain. Our prayers will not be in vain. The Messiah will come against the Midianites, will come against the Amalekites, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every satanic ambushment against my increase. I pray for a woman. I pray for a woman. I see a woman praying very fervently and saying, this harvest will not be wasted. Those are your words. I declare the Lord has heard your prayer. You are saying, you are pointing to a harvest. You have a harvest in sight. You are declaring so passionately, because year in and year out, you missed out on that harvest. But this one, you are standing by your burnt altar and you are declaring, I am not losing this harvest. I am not losing this harvest. Let the devourer be rebuked. We rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the destroyer. We rebuke the waster. Every seed waster, we rebuke you. Every harvest waster, we rebuke you this morning. In the name of Jesus. The Midianites, they attack your season of harvest. Oh, you will not get to your harvest and not enjoy. You will not build and not stay in. I declare, you will not go for that interview and not be called. You will not finish school and remain unemployed. After this morning, I declare an employment for you. After this morning, I declare an opening for you. Receive your heart desire. Every effort you have put in your life, I declare it will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. Jesus did not come in the form of a man and wasted that venture. He didn't waste his life. He yielded. His life yielded. Your effort will yield. I speak over your life. Your efforts are yielding. Somebody shout amen. Your efforts are yielding. Your efforts are yielding. Type it and say, my efforts are yielding. Update your status and say, my efforts are yielding. I'm yielding a bumper harvest. In the name of Jesus, at the end of May, I receive a bumper harvest of my efforts in my academics, in the Bastonda Bakata. Somebody, you are praying, you are reading your PhD, and you are struggling. The Lord said, I should tell you, ease has come, a better age has come, better aid has come. You will go Sakaya and see help. Your efforts will not be wasted. I declare. Every force that wastes harvest, I declare. They will never see you again. They will never locate you again. Productivity is your portion. Productivity is your portion. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. Whatever you are due for, lift your voice and prophesy aggressively and say, whatever I am due for, I enjoy, I receive it, I take possession. Lift your voice and pray. Whatever you are due for, the Lord said, I shall tell you, you will take possession of it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are due for, no sabotage will deny you. Sometimes your own own friends, sometimes your own colleagues, sometimes the same people you are laughing with, they are working behind the scene to discredit you of what you are due for. But I declare, the more they work behind the scene, this harvest will not be wasted. And God knows us as by the power of the Lord, by the power of the Lord, your harvest is preserved. I speak preservation. I speak preservation. I speak preservation. Every power of the waster, every energy of the waster, every authority of the waster, I declare, you will not be wasted. Your health will not be wasted. Your kidneys will not be wasted. Your liver will not be wasted. Your intestines will not be wasted. Your lungs will not be wasted. Your heart will not be wasted. I declare over your life, your destiny will not be wasted. Somebody pray, your child, that child will not be wasted. I declare divine intervention. When God intervenes, satanic maneuvers comes to an end. When God intervenes, there is a stop work on satanic manifestation. I declare a divine intervention. The Lord intervened in the story of the Israelites. In the verse 14, the Bible said, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. No matter how strong the Midianites have been over your life, no matter how tormenting they have punished your destiny, this morning marks the end of the torture of any Midianite on your harvest, on your seed. This morning you are protecting your seed by prayer. You are protecting your seed by prayer. You are protecting your harvest by prayer. You will not be denied. You will not be denied. God said, as you tell someone, you will not be denied. We are protecting our seed by prayer. We are protecting our harvest by prayer. There is a divine intervention. The Lord intervenes. Your increase will not be destroyed. Ekamala Vasanda, 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 Ekamala Vasanda Tapaya, Abera Sadalaba, Eyanalaba, Emalaba, Eyanalaba, Babalaba, Apayo Sadaya, Eyadaba, Rabaraba, Eyandalaba, Ekabala Tiaza, Eyandalaba. I will not be wasted. My harvest will not be wasted. Ekabasata, I prophesy over your life. Your harvest will not be wasted. Your harvest will not be wasted. You will see a bumper harvest. You will see an abundant harvest. You will see a great harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Alezo de akata. Maraka sadabaya. Ekabala dabaraba. Akabala balabadaba. Apala napa. Empala napa. Empala matabaya. Apala namashada. Araka namahaya. Nobody will take away your harvest. Nobody will steal your harvest. Nobody will hijack your throne. Every throne of glory that belongs to you. Every throne of power that belongs to you. Every throne of power that belongs to you is coming to you. Every cloth of shame, they are prepared for you. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will advance. You will advance and not be denied. You will advance. Receive access keys. Receive access keys. You see access keys. Somebody, you are about to step into the next level of your life. Somebody, you are about to step into the next blessing of your life. I prophesy, you are entering the next blessing. 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 Take a step wherever you are. Take a step wherever you are. No Midianite will stop you. No Amalekite will stop you. Adima Kasataya. They cannot do anything. They cannot do anything. They cannot do anything. Maya Saka, Maya Saka, Paragada, Maradaba, Akabala, Akabala, Apalala, 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 Ekabala, Ekobalaba, Ekabalaba, Katsotea, Kabalabea, Kabasaya, Paradapa, Maya Kadea, Payagataya, Payabasaya, Kolomazaya, Payakezea, Mekasada, Ekabala, Rababa, Rekadeva, Mekasa, Palada, Yosa, Kabala. Upon my Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I declare, you are possessing your possession, you are possessing your harvest, you are possessing your harvest. Nobody denies you this miracle. This time the marriage will come up. This time the child will stay. I rebuke the spirit of miscarriage. I rebuke the spirit of barrenness. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive these blessings as I make declarations. Every power of the waster on assignment concerning your life by divine powers, I declare it arrested in the name of Jesus. I block every access of the waster into your life.
Amen.
I block it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I block it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No waster enters your marriage again.
Amen.
No waster enters your harvest field again.
Amen.
No waster enters your career again.
Amen.
No waster enters your business again.
Amen.
We block their access.
Amen.
We block their access.
Amen.
We block their access.
Amen.
Shout, I block their access.
Block
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say with me, my Father, my Father,
my father,
release my due harvest,
release
speedily, right now,
right now.
My due harvest,
my due harvest,
release it, Lord,
release it, Lord.
I take possession,
I take possession
of my due harvest
in the name of Jesus.
Wasters of time,
wasters
of effort,
wasters
of energy, wasters of resources, your time is up,
your time is up,
your time is up, right now. Be wasted.
Be wasted.
Be wasted. Be wasted. I waste you. I waste you. I waste you. Wasters of time. Wasters of resources. Wasters of health. Wasters of marriages. Wasters of finances. It's your time. I waste you. In the name of Jesus, I scatter every satanic agenda to make me labor in vain. In 2024, let the curse, of labor in vain be broken off my life. In the name of Jesus, I break, the curse of labor in vain on my marriage. I break it on my business. I break it in my career. I break it on my academics. I break it in my finances. Every curse of labor in vain is broken. It's broken. It's broken. Now, 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 now. Every of my harvest, the tiniest of my, listen, the Lord said, as you tell you, the tiniest of your harvest will not be wasted.
Amen.
Oh, he that keeps Israel does not sleep or slumber. He says, as you tell you, the tiniest, of your harvest will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to destroy your destiny in 2024, let that power be wasted.
Amen.
Let that power be wasted.
Amen.
Every garrison of the Philistine ambush against your life, we waste that garrison.
Amen.
We waste it in the name of Jesus. We waste their weapons.
Amen.
We waste the efforts of the enemy.
Amen.
We waste the watchings of the enemy.
Amen.
We waste the resources of the enemy.
Amen.
May they not have Amri again.
Amen.
When they produce a new one, we waste it.
Amen.
We place a curse over their account.
Amen.
We place a curse over their efforts.
Amen.
We place a curse over their efforts.
Amen.
We place a curse over their resources.
Amen.
The more they resource,
yes,
the more they revamp,
Amen.
The more they restore,
yes,
the more they gather more,
Amen.
The more we curse them, we scatter their effort.
Amen.
We waste their effort.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Their arrows will misfire.
Amen.
I said their arrows will misfire.
Amen.
We place a curse on the arrows of the enemy.
Amen.
When they fire, they will misfire.
Amen.
May, when they fire, may the arrow hit their dear ones.
Amen.
When they fire, may the arrow miss you and hit their loved ones.
Amen.
When they fire, may the arrow miss your marriage and hit their marriage.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
They will misfire.
Amen.
I said they will misfire.
Amen.
I declare finally, every productive effort,
Jesus,
that has refused to yield for you, I declare,
yes, Lord,
a massive yielding begins this morning.
Amen.
I open a new chapter of uncommon harvest into your life.
Amen.
Now listen to the prophecy for the week. A new chapter of uncommon harvest has been opened into your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the word for the week. You type it on your status. Type it there. A new chapter has been opened. A new chapter of uncommon harvest has been opened into my life.
Amen.
Personalize it. A new chapter of uncommon harvest has been opened into my life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Have you seen the number on the screen? Take a good seed. Plant a seed of faith. Take a good seed. Plant a seed of faith. So you are carrying the word and you are planting it into your life. That when you are giving, you are releasing your faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Give a heavy offering, a unique, every service is for someone. Then remember, a new chapter of uncommon harvest has been opened into your life.
Amen.
That is your word. God bless you for joining us next week, same time. I told you to set your alarm because it's very early. So set your alarm to 5:50, 5:45 so that you don't miss the 6 o'clock mark. We love you. I'm Pastor Prince. Lift your right hand. I want to invite you all. Tomorrow, we are having our anniversary celebration. Music upon music, drama upon drama, comedy upon comedy, choreography upon choreography. We just want to have a time with God, and I will give the state of church address and address the church. And on 26th, we are hosting Minister Joe Metal in a special happy birthday Thanksgiving service.
My birthday is on the Friday. On the Sunday, I'm doing a time. I'm inviting you to come. Minister Joe Metal will be here. And your life will never... We are coming to worship and thank God for my life and the ministry he has led me into. I pray that we will see you wherever you are. Just come. Caris Temple is on the Google map. Even if you are in US, you can fly down. If you are in UK, come down. And come and honor the presence of the Lord with your presence and your gifts. The Lord bless and keep you. Lift your right hand. Let's declare these blessings we have for the year. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who gives me life and breath. Today, I stand in your presence to declare your praise. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Your name I am is from generation to generation. You are my God, good and merciful, awesome in wonders. With you, nothing is impossible. From your word, I receive guidance. From your hands, I receive abundance. Today, I boldly declare, this is my God here. Show me your glory, Heavenly Father. Let me know you. Open my eyes to see. Open my heart to understand. And open the heavens over my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And may you be in church tomorrow. God bless you. See you next week, same time, 6 a.m. Prayer Mountain. We move on the wings of prayer. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Caris Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Caris Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Caris. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.